Well, hello and welcome. I'm going to deliberately talk just a little slowly with my external microphone here, just so you get a very good idea as to how the captioning window allows a person to be able to see what, in fact, is being spoken. Now, I realize that talking at this rate probably would be so deliberate as to be a wee bit frustrating, not only to you, but possibly to the end user. So I'll speed it up just a little bit and see how well the Dragon Naturally Speaking actually is able to accurately pick up my voice. And there is a little bit of lag, and this undoubtedly is due to the fact that I have several different applications open on my computer simultaneously. I've got the camera going. I've got Blackboard Collaborate functioning. I'm recording the screen with Camtasia, and I actually have Dragon Naturally Speaking operating in the background, plus other processes that are taking place right now. So, as long as you can get over the distraction of actually looking at the text that is being generated when you've elected to go ahead and engage the closed captioning function on Collaborate, you probably will be fine. And, of course, you'll be better off if the Dragon is accurately picking up your speech. So now I could have recorded this particular Collaborate presentation in the traditional manner by simply clicking on the record button. Had I been in a class or a course, for example, in a Blackboard learning management system where Collaborate is built in, then I would automatically have a record button. This is my own free V-Room that I acquired from Blackboard quite some time ago, and it does just about everything except it doesn't allow me to record. So I decided to go ahead and record the screen while I was actually playing around with all the nice tools and devices. So what you see before you here is my picture. And I'm sure that to some extent the connection speed and some other things are greatly imperiled because, as I said, I have all of these applications that are taking place in the background and in the foreground. But what I wanted to show you was that the closed captioning function works really well. Of course, now that I stutter occasionally, I'm sure that the voice recognition software might have a bit of a hard time. But deliberately, I trained a new installation of Dragon for only 15 minutes. One of the options you get when you train Dragon is to select from Alice in Wonderland or perhaps the inaugural speech of John F. Kennedy. I chose the latter, and it only took probably from start to finish with the loading of the software and the voice training, and I did very brief voice training to get to this level of accuracy. Probably no more than about 20 minutes, 20, 25 minutes. If you have a real nice, fast computer, all of this might be just a little bit more of a pleasant experience for you. I'm looking at my own talking head here and realizing that there is clearly some desynchronization that exists between my moving lips and what I'm saying. And, of course, as I look now at the closed captioning window, words like H-E-R-E or H-E-A-R, you know, that probably could be repaired just a little bit with some special instructions, but those are things you might have to put up with. I've discovered that I can also put the voice recognition results into the chat area as well. But I chose to use the closed captioning box that is a part of Blackboard Collaborate and Illuminate. Now, very quickly, what you're going to do is identify who it is that is the source of the closed captioning. And I did that. And you can see, if you take a look, the little CC that is adjacent to my name right in the main room area. And then you would initiate the talk button, and you'd also go up to the top where it says window, and you would click on the closed captioning window option. So the step to take here in all likelihood is to get Illuminate up and running, bring up Dragon once it's loaded and once you've trained it properly, then click on Talk, and if you want your talking head, click on Video. You don't, as I've mentioned in some of my other presentations to people, you don't always need a talking head. I'm just doing it now just to give you an idea as to what the overall picture would look like. It might be better if you cut down on the resource usage and eliminate the video when you don't need it,